USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. One person has died and another 17 people were injured after a vehicle struck a crowd gathered at a Pennsylvania bar on Saturday for an event to raise money for victims of a house fire that killed 10 earlier this month. The crash occurred outside the Intoxicology Department bar in Berwick at about 6:15 p.m. Police and emergency medical personnel were on the scene attending to multiple injured people. A positive update on the condition of author Salman Rushdie, who was attacked on stage Friday on Lake Chautauqua in western New York. His agent says the award-winning writer has been taken off a ventilator and is now able to speak. Detectives calling the stabbing an apparent assassination attempt by the suspect, 24-year-old Hadi Machar of New Jersey. Bob Lingle owns a bookstore in the community where Rushdie was attacked.
It wasn't a surprising incident overall that it happened, but definitely surprising that it happened here.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.